Argonne National Laboratory is a big science kind of place. It's a federal lab southwest of Chicago where they study particle physics, nuclear energy, and advanced environmental cleanup. The irony is the place has been around so long, it's now cleaning up its own environmental messes. In fact, it's Larry Moss's job. He takes me to a toxic waste site where trees help clean the soil. More on those trees in a sec. First, here's why Larry Moss needs them.
This site was a very busy site back in the 50s and 60s. We had a large, essentially manufacturing process for reactor components. Did a lot of testing of reactor assemblies, different fuel mixtures. And to do that, you had to clean a lot of the equipment, and a lot of that solvent came down here. There was a unit that was called a French drain, which is basically a trench filled with gravel. And they would come and dump chemicals into this trench. And the theory was it would dissolve into the ground, or they just thought it would go away.
Those solvents did not go away. They leached into underground water. The solvents potentially cause cancer and other problems, so the government said Argonne needed to do something about the mess. Researcher Christina Negri lays out what the options were.
Put a parking lot on top of the pollution area and basically leave it there forever, right? On the other extreme, it would have been dig out the soil, take it somewhere where you haven't really changed much. You've moved from here to a landfill, right? So that's not the solution as well.
Those options, covering it up or carting it off, are also expensive. So Argonne researchers figured they'd try something new. Negri says they hope to eliminate pollution on site with the help of poplar trees.
We are taking advantage of a trait that these trees have to go about finding water.
Let me get a closer look at a tree here.
Now, what you have to picture in your mind, you see the height of the tree? Right.
So I'm looking at one that's about as tall as a three-story walk-up building that I live in.
Right. Yeah. And so you have to flip it, 180 degrees and imagine that the roots are going down that deep.
Negri says they coax the roots into going straight down instead of spreading out. It seems to work. The poplar trees are sucking water out of the ground and taking up solvent.
Part of it is degraded within the plant. Part of it goes out in the air, which seems like an ominous thing to say, right? But if you do your calculations right, there is much less risk when these compounds are in the air than there is when they are down 30 feet below.
Negri's team hopes the poplar trees will be more sustainable and cheaper than the alternatives, but they're likely to be slower. After all, it took years for the trees to grow. That's fine for Argonne because no one's at risk, but that's not the case everywhere.
Obviously, this is not the remedy you would adopt if you had like a tank spill or something that you really need to go in right away, clean up, and be done in very quickly. This is not the remedy you want to use if there's anybody at risk.
This isn't the only attempt to use plants to clean up toxic waste. The science behind it is called phytoremediation. In other examples, scientists tried alpine pennycress to clean up zinc and pigweed to suck up radioactive cesium. Negri says the trick is to use the right plant for the right toxin and know whether the plant stays toxic, too. Still, she says toxic waste is such a big problem, it's good to have lots of tools in your cleanup toolbox. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.